G'day, welcome to the Simple Cooking Channel. Today I'm going to show you how I make red velvet chocolate chip cookies. Let's go. Now get a mixing bowl, preferably one with a paddle attachment, if not regular will be fine. Throw in about 150 grams of butter, softened at room temperature. Then add 1 1/4 cups of granulated sugar. Now you just want to mix this, start it on low, then increase the speed to about medium to medium high for about 3 to 4 minutes until this is pretty light and fluffy. Alrighty then, now get one large egg and just put that in there and mix that in. Add 1 1/2 teaspoons of vanilla extract and red food coloring, however many drops you want. I usually find about 6 or so is enough. Now just turn this on to low and mix until blended. Make sure your mixer is set to low, and now we're going to start adding the dry ingredients. Add 2 1/2 tablespoons of chocolate cocoa powder. Three quarters of a teaspoon of baking powder. 1/4 teaspoon of salt. And 1 1/2 cups of plain flour or all-purpose flour. Now add 1/2 cup of white chocolate bits or white chocolate chips. Now just get baking paper, baking tray, and you'd line it with butter or something that's non-stick like this. Just put it there. You can roll it into a ball or just put it on like that. Now pop these in the oven. Have your oven on 375 degrees Fahrenheit, which would be about 190 degrees Celsius. And bake these for, really depends on your oven, about 10 to 15 minutes. Alright, now once you've taken them out of the oven, get some more of these white chocolate chips while they're still a bit soft, while the cookies are a bit soft, that is. Just squash a few of them in, just adds to the look, just the presentation of it, and the extra yumminess. Now just leave these on the counter for about 10 minutes to let them set a little bit. And then you can eat them like there's no tomorrow. Well, I hope you like these. Look at that. So yummy, yeah, yeah. Oh. Oh, that is so good. I'll see you next time for my next meal.